بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. وعن عطاء الخراساني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: تصافحوا يذهب عنكم الغل، وتهادوا تحابوا وتذهب الشحناء. زد عطاء الخراساني نريد this حديث that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Make musafaha with one another, hold each other's hands, as according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the result will be that malice and hatred will disappear between you. Give gifts to one another. Allah Ta'ala will create love each other, and hatred and mutual disinclination will disappear between you. Every action has a reaction. We have to have iman and yaqeen that the actions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and the promises are true. And likewise, when a person commits sin, then there's also a reaction for that sin, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This requires iman to understand the action and the reaction. It requires iman and conviction. Very, very easy, simple example from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that house wherein the Quran is read, kathura khayruhu, goodness increases in that house. Blessings are in that house. Noor enters that house. The angels come into that house. There's happiness in that house. There's mutual understanding in that house. And shayateen run away from that house. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also tells us that house where the Quran is not read, then hadaratu shayateen. The shayateen, the devils, they come into that house. Kharajat minhul malaika. The angels exit that house. And then, obviously, there'll be fights, there'll be disputes, there'll be unhappiness, there'll be turmoil in that house. Action and reaction. You brought Quran in the house, you saw the reaction. And you took out Quran from that house, and you saw the reaction. You brought salah in your life, you see the action. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Person's life is changing. Person is making zikr. تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ His heart is finding ease. No zikr of Allah, is fighting with Allah by committing sin. Then he might outwardly appear to have a lot or to be well, but in his mind he's in turmoil. His heart is in turmoil. There's fires burning in himself and in his home. He's fighting with his staff, fighting with his friends. Business is not going well. He's miserable. And why? That is because he is at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully one hadith says, "Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna an-nas." Either this is a hadith or the words of the pious. But whoever corrects his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will correct his relationship on this earth with the people. When Allah ta'ala loves a person, then Allah announces it in the heavens, and then Jibreel announces it in the heavens and the earth, and then people start loving him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Those that have iman and good deeds, Allah will place the love of the of good people, the love of him in the hearts of good people, in the hearts of believers. So you'll find that now this brotherhood, now this love. So we're talking about action and reaction. So there's a need for us to bring the correct actions in our life. So this hadith is also speaking on that. That person that brings the sunnah of musafaha, Allah Ta'ala will take out this evil of ghil. And this is a quality of Jannat. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ ghil. Allah says, we will take out this hatred for one another. They will be ikhwan, brothers, happy Jannat. Facing each other, greeting each other, loving each other. If we want Jannat on this earth, then we have to take ghil also out of our hearts in this world. Islah bain al-nas. Correct our relationships. And this is one way. Salam and musafaha. Watahadu. Give gifts to one another. And you will have love for one another. This is a manner and a way of creating love for one another. Giving gifts to each other. And this hatred will be removed. So the ulama say, these are beautiful teachings. Salam, musafaha, and giving hadiya. Simple but beautiful. And this will remove any type of hatred. So in our own families also, we need to bring these qualities into ourselves. Meeting, greeting, salam, musafaha, hugging at times, and then giving hadiya to one another. And this will keep the relationship open. Allah Ta'ala give us to.